Mark, just a sec. Let's get you the mic. All right. It's not that you're not loud. Some of us are just hard of hearing. There you go.
Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, "So may the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by the time this is tomorrow." Then he was afraid, and he arose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he asked that he might die, saying, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my father's." And he lay down and slept under a broom tree. And behold, an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. And he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again and a second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you." And he arose and ate and drank, and went in the strength of that good 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from Ephesians 4:17-5:2. Thus I say and testify in the Lord that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greed, and to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learn Christ. Assuming that you have heard about him and have were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through the deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds and put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up, as is fit the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. The Son of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. So the Jews grumbled about him because he said, I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. They said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven? And Jesus answered them, do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father has sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day, as it is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone who has seen the Father, except he who is born from God, who has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that no one may eat of it and not die. I am the bread of life that comes down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live again forever. And the bread that I will give you for the life of the world is my flesh. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. Third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into hell. He sits at the right hand of the Father. And thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. May be seated for the hymn of the day. Enthroned in heavenly splendor, first begotten from the dead, you alone, our strong defender, lift us up, your people's head. Alleluia, 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 Jesus, true and living. Jesus, true and living bread. Lowliest form now fail you, as of old in Bethlehem. Here as there your angels hear you, branch and flowers of Jesus' stem. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. We in worship join with them. We in worship join with them. Your offering finished once for all whom you were slain. In its fullness undiminished shall forevermore remain.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Cleansing souls from every strain. Life in
grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I think probably now everybody knows that in one of my former lives I was worked in disaster response. And one of the things I always found striking as we moved into town, maybe by the second day, was how much stuff there was. I mean, the curb would be lined with stuff piled as high as anyone could throw it. And landfills, already overstuffed with the stuff we always throw away, now had to take on all of these additional items. I know one municipality dug a hole, threw stuff in it, and burned it before the EPA could get there, I think that was why it went so fast, maybe. Well, and of course, the last 2 days we've seen how much stuff it takes to go to college for a year. How some people can get by with a suitcase and two duffel bags, and some need a van and a U-Haul. And some need a lot of shoes. And one young lady needed heels with 9-inch heels. Don't know how she got in them or stayed standing on them. Well, don't we all have way more stuff than we need? You know, we get stuff and then we decide, well, I don't want to throw this away because maybe I might lose weight and fit in it again. Maybe that's just me, I don't know. And then we see our neighbors with new stuff, and we have that stuff, but it's not the new stuff. And so we go out and buy the new stuff, even though we've got perfectly good, not really old stuff, but just older stuff, more stuff. The people in Jesus' day, I think, were much the same. They would chase Jesus around the Sea of Galilee. Every time his boat would dock, a crowd would form. They would bring the people that wanted healing. And everybody had heard about the bread. And they wanted him to do it again. Do it again, Jesus. Heal people, Jesus. Give us more stuff. And Jesus pulled up short and said, in effect, you don't need more stuff. All you need is me. Because I am the bread from heaven. I am the bread of life. I am what you need, not more stuff. Jesus wanted his listeners and followers to begin to move beyond worrying about the day-to-day concerns of life and especially the day-to-day acquisition of more and more stuff and the people kept saying, you fed 5,000, we want to see you do it again. Do it again, Jesus. And people end up feeling empty in this world. And I think that's why we get so much stuff. We get these empty spots in our lives, and we think that stuff will fill it. Maybe a young person going away to college for the first time needs to bring every single thing they have because they're afraid. They've never been away from home before, and so, well, they're going to bring their part of home to the dorm and probably have to walk on it for a year, you know, to get around. One of my other former lives, of course, was being a hospital chaplain, and I had the privilege to visit people we called patients. And very few of them fit that description. All of them wanted to get well now. All of them wanted to go home. All of them wanted their call lights answered faster. All of them wanted God to fix things. And God's answer to their prayers was too often, wait, not now. How hard it is for us to wait. Imagine by now some of you are getting a little antsy about how long this interim is taking, and why is it that we don't have a call list, and why is it that we're not calling a pastor yet? And then there are a few of you that have suggested the quicker fix would be for me to stay. That ain't going to happen. Not that I don't love you, but because I love you, that ain't going to happen. But our sinful nature, you know, we started out by trying to fill it with apple, and now we fill it with all kinds of stuff. And we're trying to find God in all of that stuff, and he's not there. It don't matter how much stuff you have in your home, God isn't in the stuff. God is here in his word. God is here in the sacraments. This is where Christ becomes living bread, real body. And we have the privilege to receive him in our hands, to put him into our bodies. And then when we go out the doors to carry him out with us, because the world is chasing stuff and we have Jesus. They are looking for things to fill up the empty places in their lives, and we have what will fill it up. Not just for a little while, not just till it goes out of style, we have what will last eternity. We live in a time of great uncertainty, don't we? I mean, every day it seems the news is about one more way the whole world is going to end. Oceans are going to come up and just float us all away. Think about all the fires in Greece, fires out west. You've all had your floods, one big flood that I remember. We were telling them all as we were moving, man, if the siren goes off and it's not noon, you are to come to our church because that is your shelter. We'll unlock a door for you. I think it's time for us to help people find something real. Not stuff that can never fill you up. Not the food, the fast food of this world that just leaves us hungry. But the bread of life, Jesus Christ himself. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus from now to life everlasting. Amen. And I think we're supposed to share the peace. Oh, we pray first. See, I get it wrong. Let's rise for prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we come to you as human beings that try our best to fill up the holes in our life, and they just stay holes. And you offer us more. So this morning we pray for all who will come to this table, that as they receive your very body and blood, that they may receive all they need to fill their lives, and that we might be the Christ that goes into a world that desperately needs to hear him. We pray for all those with special needs, for Jack and Rose, for Barbara, Phoebe, Mark, Daryl, Tom, Nyla, Leon, Glenna, Wayne, Carrie, Kyle, Nyla, Bill, Kay Owens, Janita Barnes, for Myrtle, and for Bruce. Lord God, we just pray your blessing upon all these, your children with special needs, that you will meet those according to your will. We pray for students, the CCC students starting tomorrow, the students that will be starting in the weeks to come very shortly. We pray for our teachers, for all school officials, that this would be a year that goes by without lots of drama, less COVID, more learning. We pray the prayer for calling a faithful pastor. O gracious Father, you led your holy apostles to ordain ministers for the proclamation of your word and the administration of the sacraments of Christ. Grant to this congregation the guidance of the Holy Spirit to choose a suitable pastor according to your will for the blessing of your church in this place. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.